Diana, Her True Story, by ex-tabloid reporter Andrew Morton, has shaken Buckingham Palace with the claim the princess has tried to take her life five times because she's so unhappy with marriage. Today, Morton says Diana is so distressed she may soon leave the royal limelight. I knew he couldn't eat me, but it hurt. That's Marina Ames talking at her home in Costa Mesa, California. Marina had a weekend to remember, to say the least, pet-sitting her brother's 12-foot python when the snake suddenly grabbed her hand and started swallowing, wrapping its body around her arm. Being stabbed with a knife didn't make much of an impression. That's when she called police. By the time officers arrived, Marina had managed to pull out of the snake's jaws and pin its head underfoot. Marina says her hand's a little stiff and sore, and she doesn't much care for snakes anymore. For Paul Harvey, I'm Tom Martin. Good day.
Close the windows. Close the doors. The bugs are coming.
Oh!
They said the bugs would be bad this spring and summer because of our mild winter, and they were right. It's time to call Economy Aluminum. If you need new screens for your windows, patio doors, deck, or porch, Economy Aluminum products is the most economical answer. They custom make all size screens and doors right here at their Louisville plant. Economy Aluminum can also screen or glass your deck and porch or patio before your next party or cookout. In the business since 1946, Economy Aluminum is fully insured, and their work is 100% guaranteed. Plus, they offer immediate delivery. Open up your windows and doors, or entertain on that deck or porch this spring. Call Economy Aluminum Products today for a free estimate. Economy Aluminum hates to bug you, but if we don't, something else will. Economy Aluminum Products. Call 366-6505. Open evenings till 6 and Saturday morning hours.
H-A-S. Hello, everybody. This is Doug McElvin. I welcome you to Midday with McElvin. It's a brand new program. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You'll hear a little music every once in a while, but most of all, you're going to hear some hot conversation about what is going on, not only here in Kentuckiana, but nationally and internationally. I think if you've heard the Sunday morning talk show, you get a basic idea of what we're going to be doing, but there are going to be some interesting twists, and as we get further into the program, I'll explain some of them to you. This is going to be a fun program. That's not to say that we aren't going to be taking care of some serious subjects along the way, but we are also going to pause and, as they say, stop and smell the roses every once in a while. The show works this way. You call me and we talk. Very simple. And today I thought we would just kind of open line things just so we could get comfortable with one another and we could get an idea of how the show was going to do. And as the week goes along, we'll start getting into some more specific things. I did bring a couple of things in with me today that I thought we might talk about. But first, the telephone numbers, 571-8484, if you're calling in the immediate Louisville area. It's a familiar number if you talk to any of our programs here on the radio station. And toll-free, we pick up the calls at 800-444-8484. You Cellular One customers can reach me at 511, or other cell phones can dial 571-8400, and we'll get you on the air just as quickly as possible. You may have heard some of the hoopla about this show the past week or so, and I want to thank my compatriots here at the radio station for taking the time to help promote the broadcast. And as I said, it's a big switch for us here at the radio station. It's something that we have never done before here, and it's something that I have been looking forward to doing for quite some time. We'll get into some calls here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, meteorologist Ken Schultz, he's so fine. He's in the studio. He's back from vacation, too, which is even nicer than ever.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be back, Doug.
And you're tan, fit, and rested, I see, young man.
Actually, believe it or not, the tan came yesterday and the day before mowing the yard here in Louisville.
Were you in that part of New Jersey where they had the riots, the MTV riots?
No. I know where it is, but no, we're nowhere close to that.
I was a little concerned. I thought perhaps that I would read that meteorologist Ken Schultz had been arrested leading one of those riots off up in New Jersey.
Nor was I responsible for the fires now occurring in parts of the country. It just seems ironic. I leave and these forest fires pop up. I'm sure there's going to be somebody knocking on the door this afternoon. And
you've got an excuse this time, though. I mean, you're here working. You can't possibly be blamed for the forest fires.
Well, I have some people that would like you to define working.
Well, I'm going to put you to work right now with the Color Radar weather forecast.
Well, we have some scattered thunder showers beginning to pop up in Kentuckiana now. They are definitely hit and miss at this hour. We're going to see more showers and thunder showers developing during the heat of the day. And they're going to be slow moving. So even though we're not talking about anything severe, there could be some locally heavy downpours with these storms this afternoon and this evening. But once the sun sets, the activity will kind of lose some of its punch and die out a little bit after sunset, and then we may repeat the whole thing again tomorrow. We are settling into a typically midsummer kind of weather pattern with warm, humid conditions over us and that daily threat for some showers and thunderstorms. On radar again, scattered thunderstorms around. There's one in Oldham County. There's one in, right along the border of Orange and Washington counties of Indiana. Even more back towards Evansville and southwestern Indiana this afternoon. Activity will be slow moving. Scattered thunderstorms. High today in the mid to upper 80s. Going to be kind of sticky and uncomfortable out there. For tonight, well, the showers and thunderstorms end, as I mentioned, after sunset. Those areas that get rain this afternoon will likely have some patchy, dense fog by dawn tomorrow, and a low of 68. Tomorrow, a chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms, the high of 89. And for Wednesday, hot and humid, just a slight chance of a thundershower. Temperatures on Wednesday topping out in the low 90s. The rain that we've had off and on through the weekend helped get rid of some of the grass pollen. It's 18 this afternoon. That's in the moderate category. Mold spores still running up over 6,200 particles per cubic meter, so that's a little bit elevated. Pollution index is good. There's something. 21. Right now in Louisville, we have hazy sunshine. The temperature is 83 degrees.
Thanks, Ken. 12:33 on 84 WHAS, midday with McElvin. Jim's in New Albany. Good morning.
Hi, Doug.
What's going on?
How you doing there?
Just kind of sitting here watching all the people standing around who are looking at me.
Well, good. I want to be one of the first ones to welcome you aboard on the first talk show in the afternoon for WHAS.
You don't get a prize for this, you know.
Well, I know, but I think it's a very good concept because I listen to your show quite a bit on Sundays, and I call in every once in a while. But I think an afternoon talk show is something great. I think.
So what should we talk about today?
Well, I just want to welcome you aboard and listen. I like to listen to all the fans and everybody that calls you and the way they disagree with you and agree with you. It throws a lot of knowledge my way. It makes me see things a whole lot different a lot of times and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a great idea because of all the music and entertainment we got. We need something like this sometimes to break up the monopoly of a day and everything.
Well, Jim, I appreciate it.
Board, and I hope everything is very successful, the same way it has been on your Sundays.
Well, it's payday today, so I'm in a fairly good mood.
Well, you have a good show, and I tell you, I'm a salesman, and I'm not making a lot of calls, so I listen to radio most all day.
I appreciate the call.
I'll be listening to you every day, and I hope you get a lot of good insights and a lot of good info.
All right, appreciate that call. 12:35 on 84 WHAS. Ray, you're on the air. Or Roy, I guess it would be. Roy.
Hello, Doug.
Hey, Roy.
First time caller, I listen to you.
First time ever?
Yeah, I listen to you on Sunday all the time.
Well, what's up?
Well, welcome on the daytime show. I want to welcome you in.
Well, it's nice of you to say that. I appreciate that.
I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I've got somebody else to listen.
Who?
Rush Limbaugh.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
I want to talk about the presidential race.
Well, you want to talk about the presidential race?
I think put all three names in a hat and jerk you out one.
You think that might be the best thing?
It won't make any difference.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Ross Perot, he's the guy everybody's talking about right now. What do you think of him?
Yeah, I am. He might be all right, but he ain't never told nobody how he can get all these jobs.
Well, that's the one thing that everybody keeps asking about. Yeah. Who'd you vote for in the last election?
Would I?
Who did you vote for? Last presidential election. Did you vote for George Bush?
George Bush.
Why'd you vote for him?
Hey, wasn't nobody any better ready.
What about Dukakis? I mean, he was busting his chops trying to get elected. Didn't you think he had something to offer?
No, not really. And then it's about all the same this time around, so just roll you out, boy. You'll be all right.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be voting for George Bush this time around.
No, I kind of figured that out yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think that I need four more years of the current administration's plan for taking the company or the country further into bankruptcy.
That's true too.
All right, well, Roy, good luck on your.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up. I've been watching the wild in hearings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the boringest thing I've ever seen. If you like to look at four lawyers' butt all day, then that's a good show.
Well, you know, most court trials are not exactly rip-snorting. We're a country that grew up watching Perry Mason.
Yeah.
And it's pretty boring, a lot of the maneuvering that goes on. Yeah, so you've been watching it on the cable, right?
Yeah, they've had 10 months look like they'd had some of all that ironed out for this time.
Well, that's the way court trials go, though, so.
Okay.
Well, listen, if you see anything good on the court trial, give us a buzz, okay?
Okay, good luck to you.
All right, take it easy now. 12:36 on 84 WHAS. Lisa Mitchell is out with a free money van today. As a matter of fact, she'll be out till 1 o'clock. She's at Shively Sporting Goods. Let's check in with her right now to see how things are going. Lisa.
You betcha, Doug. I'm going to be here till 1 o'clock, and then somebody's going to get $100, but you got to sign up for it first. That's the catch. We're at 4,006. wide, wide Dixie Highway. And you can't miss it because the free money van's out front. And a bunch of guys digging holes in the street, too. So just ignore them and park anywhere you can and come on in and see me. I'm set up there inside, and I'll get you signed up for free money. And, of course, the Great Discovery Sweepstakes, all the trips we're giving away and all the other neat stuff. And, boy, do I feel honored to be able to do this on your show today,
Doug.
Oh,
that's so nice of you to say that.
Gosh, it's like a first.
I'll tell you what, we'll get you back in with you here just before 1 o'clock and find out who your winner is, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am. 1237 on 84 WHAS.
Through Friday, AT&T direct-dialed out-of-state calls are just 11 cents a minute anywhere in the U.S. from 5 to 11 p.m. So go ahead, reach out and touch someone.
Does not apply to all AT&T calling plan calls.
Well, it's Father's Day again, and before you deliberate too long about what to get, keep in mind that just about every dad could use some new casual shirts. Better yet, Sears has all their casual shirts on sale right now. They're all 25 to 35% off through Saturday. For real-life day-off comfort, try our men's store knit or woven shirts at just $8.88. Stop by Sears for some great casual shirts at some great prices, just in time for Father's Day.
You can count on me.
That's Sears.
Hello, this is Milton. Tonight at 9 on the phone-in, it's time to ask the lawyers. You're in trouble with the law or you have somebody who wants to sue you? You will get some free advice tonight by Ask the Lawyers with El Mezzo. Give us a call starting at 9.
84 WHAS.
It's midday with McElvin. Welcome aboard. 1239. Inaugural program. Flying by the seat of our pants, literally. Cell phone, Byron, go ahead.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Doing real well. Yourself?
I'm quite all right.
Good. What's up?
I like the previous callers. Kind of nice that there's an afternoon talk show. I know Teddy Bart at WSM in Nashville had a successful one going for several years at this time of day. And I think Louisville Market can handle it, too.
What did he do most of the time when he was on the air?
Well, he'd have special guests, and he had a television show also on Channel 4 down there, and then he would have all those special guests over for the afternoon radio show, and it usually went about an hour and a half or two. Got into some very interesting discussions, and usually it was focused on some kind of book that someone had written.
Yeah.
He handled things well. I was calling, also want to make a comment, since this is kind of an open time, about the presidential race. I was over in Evansville, Indiana area yesterday and read their paper, in which they had some favorable comments. I don't think it's possible for any presidential candidate to have a policy on everything or some kind of announced procedure or thing to go by, because there are too many single-issue politics groups around the world that would jump on it and just kill anything. But I personally voted for Bush in the last election, and the only Democratic candidate I voted for was Carter. Not that I'm that strong a Republican. I've just tended to be more conservative that way. But Farrell makes some sense in that, the U.S. government's the biggest business in the world and ought to be run a little more tightly. And Evansville Courier paper made the point that he doesn't have any due bills out there to have to watch out for.
Wait a minute. Yes, he does. Are you kidding?
He doesn't have any within the political arena.
Oh, wait a minute. That's one of the biggest. Now, that's just not true. Ross Perot has been heavily involved in politics for years. I've seen a picture of him standing on the presidential yacht, the Sequoia, with Richard Nixon, having martinis. He has spent money on both Republican and Democratic parties, and he has pulled off some pretty slick backdoor maneuvering to get some things done that he wants done for his companies. I mean, he's heavily involved in politics.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree with you there. But, I mean, in the normal vein that we may do things where I've done a favor for so-and-so, I have to watch out for them when I get there.
You don't think he's not doing it now?
Oh, there's some of that that goes around, I guess. It's just not to as large a scale, perhaps.
Do you realize that when he's hired a couple of real, top guns to help advise him on this thing,
and
there already are some hurt feelings because some of the grassroots individuals who helped get his name on the ballots in some of these states, they're finding out that the big guys are coming in and running the campaign now and tromping all over him?
Well, I feel for him. He once stated he wanted to be a grassroots type person, but sometimes you got to fight fire with fire.
Well, I want to see what he does. I want to see more about what the man says he's going to do for office. And I don't have a problem with a guy who wants to cautiously reveal his campaign platform, but at the same time, I don't think Ross Perot, he hasn't revealed much of anything, except constitutionally, he scares the fire out of me.
Yeah.
I think he'd probably just like to go ahead and suspend the Constitution if he could get away with it.
Yeah. Well, I think mainly we in the country want some change and see that there needs to be some better balance brought around. We're tired of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer and other things like that, but I don't know how we get organized to accomplish some change for positive good. It almost seems like an Austin task.
I appreciate the call, Byron. Take it easy.
You're welcome.
Take care. 1242 on 84 WHS. Okay, so who does want to vote for any of these candidates anyway?
Who wants George Bush?
I don't.
Who wants Bill Clinton?
I don't.
Who wants Jerry Brown?
I don't.
Who wants Ross Perot?
I don't.
Hey, guys, take the hint. Take a hike. Who wants any of these guys?
I don't.
Yeah, 1243. Grace, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I am glad to know you've got a talk show in Louisville. I've enjoyed them on other stations, and I think there are enough people that are distraught with the situation in our nation and in our world in general that they do need to air their opinions to have some sense of release. And I want to say that I'm going to vote for George Bush again because I still think he's the least of three evils. I'm sorry, but I don't appreciate Bill Clinton. And the only thing he would have luck with if he got in there with the Democratic Congress, because that's where George Bush's problem has been.
Cooperation
from the day he was elected.
Hogwash.
Yeah, well, I don't... Hogwash.
Madam, George Bush has done nothing to be cooperative with the so-called Democratic Congress. He hasn't proposed anything in the way of balanced budgets.
Oh, yes, he has, and they just turned it down.
Oh, I read a lot of papers, ma'am. Believe
me,
George...
You asked me to call you and give my opinion.
Well, I'm telling you what I think, too. Well, you can feel free to do that if you like, but I'm going to give you my opinion, too. That's the way this show's going to work.
I know.
Does that bother you?
It's going to work, but you didn't even let me finish a statement.
Please finish your statement, Grace.
Yes, I said I'm going to vote for George Bush, and I'm going to pray for George Bush. And I challenge every Christian in this nation to pray for their president. And I'll tell you, I think things would be different, because he's no different than any other man.
Will you pray for Ross Perot and also for Bill Clinton, ma'am?
I am not. If they become my president, I will.
As a good Christian, you don't pray for them just kind of in a general blanket deal?
I pray for people that are our leaders. I pray for other people, too, but my earnest concern is for my nation. And right now, George Bush is my president, and I think he's got more knowledge of what the issues are at this point in time. I think he really is a family man.
Yeah,
that's very important to me.
Oh, he's a family man? Where has George been the past couple of years in the United States until just recently when his vice president decided that suddenly the family was something to talk about? George has paid no attention at all to the United States.
Well, he has paid attention to family principles and morals within his own family, with his own wife, and that's very important.
How do you know? Have you not read the stories about George Bush fooling around on his
family? No, I have not.
You haven't?
I have. Were they in your paper?
Yeah.
I don't read all of your paper, and that's one reason why.
Well, you just admitted that you must have read it. I mean,
I read some of it, but I get awfully sick of it.
And how's Beetle Bailey doing? How is Beetle Bailey doing these days, Grace?
I don't read all the little stuff that is worthless.
I understand. I guess the allegations of the President of the United States fooling around on his wife are not serious, are they?
I have not read them about President Bush.
How about the Bill Clinton story about him fooling around on his wife?
That's one reason I will not vote for that man.
Oh.
That's one reason. But another reason is because he is always for more taxes, just like the Democratic Congress is, and I'm not for more taxes unless it will balance the budget.
Why don't you vote for Ross Perot, then? He says he won't raise taxes either. Of course, George Bush said he wouldn't raise taxes, but
Who forced his hand on it? Congress forced his hand.
Grace, I want you to do me a favor. You keep calling me back, all right? You take care.
Right.
1246 on 84 WHS, Mount Sterling. Hi, it's Mike, isn't it?
Yes, sir, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead.
I thought since it's your initial program, I'd call and welcome you aboard. I'm going to enjoy listening to you these middays while I'm out playing basketball, doing whatever I'm doing.
Playing basketball?
Yes, sir.
You must work third shift.
Nope. Actually, I work in a school system. I'm off for the summer, so I can play ball anytime I want to these days.
You lucky devil. What, you mean you can afford as a school teacher? You can take it easy than a driver?
Well, actually, I'm a switchboard operator.
For the school system?
Mm-hmm.
What a hip job.
It's real neat. You get all kinds of calls. It shows you what a small world this is.
So you're just going to take it easy this summer and...
Read, play ball, relax, and exercise. We'll try to lose some of the pounds I gained over the winter.
Playing a ball, that'll do it for sure.
Speaking of ball, you got a big street ball showdown coming up, don't you?
A shameless plug for an event for the radio station. Yeah, it's coming up this weekend here in town.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to see how my memory serves me correctly. I'm not going to mention call letters, but I think you used to work at another radio station by the name of Mark Elton, did you know?
Lexington, long time ago.
And I can remember you got me tickled one Saturday night, and I'll tell you how you did it. You were working one Saturday night, and there was this ABC News commentator named John McVain, and he was slow as Christmas. I remember one night you got so annoyed because after he would said, "Hear news every hour from American Information Radio," and he must have waited about 15 to 20 seconds before he said a service of ABC News, and you said, "Come on, let's get on with it."
I have to tell you the truth about that. I'd taped his previous hour's newscast, and I was rerunning the end of it, and I stopped the tape. I cannot tell a lie.
Oh.
I used to do stuff like that all the time and get in trouble. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right, 1248 here on 84 WHAS, Midday with McElvin. Lisa Mitchell out right now with a free money van till 1 at Shively Sporting Goods, 4006 Dixie Highway. If you want to sign up to win the cash, please feel free to drop by and say hi to her. We will have another chance to win the cash coming up at 1:20 this afternoon here on 84 WHAS. Joy, go ahead, please.
Hello, Doug.
Hello.
I have to say that people will learn that you are up on politics and the law, and I don't always agree with you, but I'll give you credit there. You are informed, and I've learned a lot from listening to your program with your response to the callers, and I appreciate it. One thing that I would like to see changed are the penalties for a crime if an innocent person is on the street and attacked. I would like to see that person put away for a long time because they're a threat to society. I don't care if they just struck me once. They are a threat, and they should go away for a long time. And I'd like us to spend less time on this nonsense about marijuana because it's no different than the drug alcohol.
You realize here in Louisville right now we have a jury that has... They've gone through... and heard a trial, a long involved trial. They ended up with 500 pages of instructions, and they have found six defendants guilty of charges, the so-called Wilding incident, and they're now involved in the penalty phase. And there's a very good possibility that some of these guys are going to get longer jail sentences for doing what they did than for smoking a marijuana cigarette. Is that right?
Pardon me?
Is it right for these guys to go to... I mean, one fellow could be up for 200 years in jail for assaulting an individual. Is that right? 200 years?
Yes.
Really?
He did not have to assault an individual. A person who's smoking marijuana, sitting in their house, and then the laws they have against that person who's sitting in his house smoking marijuana, or growing marijuana, but a person who is out there killing people under the influence of alcohol, I don't understand the difference. But, yes, if you hit a person one time out there, person who is minding their own business, and you come up and you strike them, you should go away for a long...
How long?
A long... I'm
5 years.
The
10
next
years.
Thing they do, they'll be out and they'll be killing someone or assaulting someone again. And remember, that is really what I think one of the things that did the caucus in. He didn't stand a chance after they knew that he alone was responsible for Willie Horton.
Do you realize that there was a lot of talk about Cuomo, that he had a sort of a Willie Horton character in the closet in New York State, a situation that that supposedly the Republicans were going to use on him if he decided to run for president.
Oh,
same situation. And there's another thing to remember, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, the governors and what have you who have to make these decisions, ultimately the weight falls on their shoulders, but people are advising them as to what to do. And, you know, sometimes it seems to me that we look at the fixture, the head, but we don't look at who is making the decisions and advising them on those situations.
Well, that's true, Doug. And I believe, I like the caucus as a person. I think he is a kind man. I think he leans towards social issues, and that I really was for the man. As a matter of fact, I voted for the man.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know as much as I know now. And as far as crimes go, history of criminology experts will tell you that the person that... But takes a purse. The next thing it only escalates.
But that's what they said about drugs. You take, you know, you have a drink of liquor, and all of a sudden you want to smoke marijuana. If you smoke marijuana, then you want to do heroin. And if you want to do heroin, you're going to go out and kill people.
Well, a drug is different than someone who violently... I don't necessarily think... Maybe I shouldn't have said purse. I think it's the assault issue that their violence escalates.
I understand.
And snatching a purse is different than assault. So maybe I'm wrong there. But they do say that these violent... They're violent people. If you will assault another person, you don't belong in society. You need
lock them up forever. Lock them up forever.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do think so.
All right. Joy, thanks for the call.
Take care. 1252 on 84 WHAS. Here's Ken Schultz, color radar weather forecast. Partly cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms today. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog forming, a low 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms. In Lexington, it's partly sunny, 78. Paducah, partly sunny, 85. In Louisville, partly sunny, 83 from your official weather station, 84 WHAS.
This is Belinda Stark in the 84 WHAS newsroom. Coming up, the budget process is underway in Jefferson County. Fiscal court this morning heard a plea for more money for the free public library system. The Supreme Court has ruled that the U.S. government may kidnap criminal suspects from other countries and prosecute them. And Chicago is settling down after a night of riots following the NBA victory of the Bulls. Complete details at 1 o'clock on News Radio 84 WHAS.